the Tomato Burglars. Hello, this is Justin Butts with your wholesome Heritage Garden. If your garden is full of beautiful tomatoes, almost ready to pick, but they are vanishing inexplicably from the vine, you may be a victim of tomato thieves. Squirrels are highly skilled tomato burglars. They sneak into your garden and scurry up the vines and carry away your tomatoes in their teeth. If you find a tomato laying in the row with sharp teeth marks, it was too big to drag, and the squirrel dropped it there and went back for another. I once stood in the shade outside my garden trying to understand where all the tomatoes were disappearing to when a green tomato fell out of the tree and landed in front of me. There were green tomatoes stacked in overflowing piles all the way up the tree. Squirrels will steal and hoard every tomato in your garden if you let them. Placing nets over the plants will not keep them out. A squirrel can push through an opening in a net the size of a quarter or chew through it. And even if you build a foolproof cage around your plants, squirrels can simply dig beneath the wire to steal your tomatoes, but you will have to dismantle the cage every time you need access to your imprisoned plants. Capsaicin, the compound in peppers that makes them hot, is said to repel squirrels. But I have made habanero tea so hot that I needed gloves and a mask to apply it, and it only kept the squirrels out for maybe a day. Wolf urine, garlic concentrate, and other expensive repellents are equally ineffective against squirrels. Regrettably, the only reliable squirrel prevention is squirrel stew. Squirrel stew was a comfort food for pioneer farmers, not just for the sustenance, but for the comfort of knowing that a squirrel in the cook pot could no longer steal vegetables. If this solution seems a bit unkind, it may help to know that squirrels repopulate very quickly. If the tomatoes are being stripped from your vines, you may appreciate the wisdom of a wonderful friend of ours, a sweet and kind 84-year-old gardener. Standing in her kitchen, looking out the window, she saw the familiar furry gray rodents sneaking into her garden. As she pumped up her pellet gun and headed outside, she told us, "All is fair in love, war, and tomatoes." More information is available at fourstringfarm.com. This is Justin Butts with your wholesome Heritage Garden.